Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Midday Magazine for this July 25th, 2023. You have your host, James, here, and I am joined by not only one of my favorite people, but our community's favorites. Amy Scheid is with us from the Family Center. Good afternoon, Amy.
Good afternoon, James. Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Good to have you with us. How you been?
I am fantastic.
Good. Good.
Super looking forward to this weekend.
Oh, yeah. You and I and this community all along. I have been talking about the Touch a Truck event coming up this Saturday over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club from 11 to 3. Quite a bit on the air and from people I run into in town and everything. And I had a lady who had her two children with her. And she heard me talking about this with somebody. And I mentioned it. And she touches my arm. She's like, I'm so sorry to bother you. But that's coming up this weekend, right? And I was like, yeah, it's coming up next weekend. And her kids flipped out. Just flipped out. They were at last year's, I believe, and she said last year's, and mm-hmm. They were just so excited by it. And talking with her, she goes, well, this is one of their favorite events of the summer.
Oh, awesome.
And you know, I think of us as adults, Cranberry Blossom Fest, you know, our 4th of July, you know, these kind of things that we look forward to in town as adults. And it's cool to hear that the kids have something like that, that they look forward to. And this has become that event. It's only the third annual, but it has already become an integral part of our summers, of our community here, which is, you know, certainly what was intended by the Family Center and what we wanted. But that's something you can work on paper. You can't plan to have happen. But God, this community is so supportive and so good at this stuff. It's pretty cool 3 years down the line here at this event to see what it has already become.
I would agree with you. 1,000 people last year.
Yeah.
So we really hope that we'll see that many plus more this coming weekend.
We're going to have some vehicles on display. Do we know which vehicles we're going to have down there?
Everything you can even imagine, James.
we only have so long of a show. We can't name every vehicle. Is that what it is?
It feels like that. There's going to be some interactive things. Really, it's all an interactive day.
Yeah.
There's going to be games for kids. The idea is that they can go up and touch these vehicles, explore them a little bit. But there are some even more interactive components of some of the water and light vehicles that mm-hmm. they can go up and down on. Those of you who know me know I wouldn't be caught dead. Don't do the height thing at all. Not even fond of second floor hotels. But
that's new information to me.
Oh, the kids love it.
Yeah.
And also hay rides available. So they'll be going around the facility or around the land of the Lions Club. With Josh McDonald, who is just a fantastic participant in our event. Police vehicles, army vehicles, semis, campers, ATVs, just a little bit of everything. It's super amazing.
Part of what I love about events like this is the double things that we get from them. So first and foremost, this is an event to raise awareness and funds for our Family Center and help them do the vital work that they are doing. Some of the most important work in our community is being done over there, and we want to help out. We want to raise attention, raise awareness to this, and also raise our voices, because we are not talking in a hushed voice anymore when it comes to this subject. We are done doing that. Those days are long gone. We now have this out in the open, and we're all seeing where we stand on this issue and joining forces and being on the same page. All that is amazing and wonderful, but there's some side stories, side missions going on here that I really enjoy. When I was a little kid, the first field trip I ever went on was to the Chicago Fire Department.
Oh, neat.
And there is a parallel universe where I'm a firefighter, because that I fell in love with that job.
I love it.
If it wasn't for Rob Williams and falling in love with acting and everything, that mm-hmm. is what I'd be doing right now. I can't stress this enough, how much it impacted me to see these people doing this job mm-hmm. and how much I enjoyed that. I think of that with these kids. Every kid maybe sees a police car or a fire truck or something like that and sparks something in them that could create a new passion, a new love. That is wonderful right there. Mm-hmm. There's also the building of bridges. And I talk about this with Sheriff Becker quite often about how we can't take enough opportunities in society to build that bridge between community members and our law enforcement or our fire department or any of these great groups and great organizations of people that, you know, we're always looking for great ways to build that foundation stronger. Those are added bonuses to this event.
I would agree. And we've something new this year is our volunteer squad, if you will,
mm-hmm. I like that.
Includes folks from our local police departments, etc. So they'll be not only there with their vehicles, but also playing games with the kids, helping out in food service. They'll just be around the facility. So you also have opportunities to see Miss Wisconsin Rapids and some of those other fun surprise guests that we have at this event every year.
Oh, I love surprise guests. Oh, that's great. Oh, you're really good at this. Great tease there. And we want to send a big thank you to Miss Wisconsin Rapids for being down there and being a part of this. We love that. Certainly a big thank you to all of the different fire departments and police officers and sheriff's departments and everybody that is always at these events. I can remember my first Family Center event was Men in the Kitchen when we were doing that IMC'd. Mm-hmm. And I hadn't been to a Family Center event before. And I show up and I was just bombarded. I was floored by seeing not just how many people were there, but like literally a representative of everything important in this community. The mayor was there. The head of the police department was there. Sheriff Becker was there. Like and not just there, but proud and happy to be there. This was something that they wanted to be a part of and everything. This event, very similar. You see a lot of the same familiar faces and everything. And it's never going to get old to me to see where we are on this subject and how far we have come. There's a lot of work to be done yet. I'm not saying that, but we can't take our foot off the gas here or anything. But man, it is pretty cool to see where we're at in this in society and where we are with this particular event. There's going to be food down there too.
That is true. And I have a fondness for the food provider. Those of you who know me know that I may or may not know the chef at Great Expectations.
Well, I never heard that before.
No,
that's very interesting.
No,
very interesting.
I hear he's a really nice guy.
Yes, he is.
He's got a lovely wife, too.
His wife is awesome, yes.
So we'll be having everything from his slow-roasted smoked pork sandwiches and loaded nachos and some vegetarian items, hot dogs for the kids, all kinds of great goodies, some fresh options like fruit and good stuff.
You are challenging my integrity as a journalist and as an interviewer. I cannot focus when you tell me about Great Expectations and the wonderful food that they serve. I love Great Expectations. As a side note, use them whenever you can. Anything, anything, anytime that you can.
Oh, bless your heart.
Sometimes don't even cook. Just use them. Just go to them because, God, you're going to be very thankful you did. Nice to have that down there. So we got food that we can bring in. And as you mentioned, you touched on this a little bit before, it's going to be kids' games. There's not just being able to see and interact with these vehicles, but there'll be some games going on down there.
Yep, fun kids games being helped by a variety of community members. There'll be prizes down there. We had some generous organizations fund the prizes for the kids games. Amazing raffle.
Yes. Yeah.
Some fun merchandise. I didn't bring my Family Center mug, not that y'all on the radio could see it, but we've got some fabulous mugs, t-shirts, frisbees, all kinds of fun stuff. And community members came in droves to help us with this amazing raffle. I would encourage you to head out to Facebook today. Our good friend Deb, who does amazing work for us on Facebook, put together a little slideshow, if you will. She's probably going to tell me that wasn't a slideshow, but I'm definitely not the web designer. Mm. But of different baskets and things that have been coming in, and you definitely do not want to miss this raffle.
This community supports the Family Center and supports these events so well. We're so thankful and humbled by that, and really do appreciate the people that get back on this. We will get to sponsors before we wrap up, because I definitely want to give them a shout out. But we're talking about this great event, and as excited and wonderful as this is, and as much as we're getting excited, I mentioned an event earlier, Men in the Kitchen, that we don't get a chance to do anymore. The resources, the funds the Family Center have are not that of every nonprofit that you might hear on the air with us or anything. This is one of our few events. We get to be out there in the public and really put our not only our name out there, but what we stand for and how we could use your assistance. We could always use your help. That's what this event is really about, is bringing some of that and hopefully taking some of the what's on the plate of so many of you at the Family Center, take a little bit off of that by doing some of these things and adding to the funds. And some of the things that we help with, I want to touch on right now with Amy, like the crisis line. For those that don't know, the Family Center has a crisis line that is available 24/7. We got your back. You can call 715-421-1511. That's 421-1511.
Yes. The crisis line is 24/7, as is the facility. So we have crisis line open for advocates to respond to questions you may have, concerns that you may have, as well as the shelter being open 24/7. So we're meeting that need of victims of domestic violence and sexual assault, trafficking. We're seeing an increase in that, as you know, in nationwide. And having that crisis line available to victims in our community is such a blessing.
And we're able to have things like that through events like this and raising funds and awareness. Again, that crisis line available 24/7, 715-421-1511, 421-1511. Along with that, things like the, you mentioned the social media aspect earlier, the Deb is so great, and a shout out to Deb. We love Deb. She does great stuff, great work. There's some fun things going on there as well. The Solar Sundays, some of that stuff you were mentioning.
Yeah, there's so much going on right now. We had the opportunity earlier this year to move forward with adopting solar for the facility, which will, any of those regular costs that can be reallocated from something like an energy bill to direct services to our clients. We, of course, are always looking for those opportunities. And through grants and the generosity of our community, we have initiated the solar project. So Deb does Solar Sundays on Facebook, and she's putting out some interesting factoids on who's doing the work, who's funded the panels. Incidentally, there are still a few available. If you would like to sponsor a panel, we would love to have you do that, and we'll certainly add you to our list of donors who've funded the panels for the for the rooftop. And so look out for those Facebook posts on Sundays for Solar Sunday. I would also encourage you to look every day, but she does What We Need Wednesdays. And we often get those questions. What's most needed at this time? Certainly our wish lists, if I may do a shameless plug for those. We have wish lists on both Amazon and Target. Or Target, as it's known, to the fancy pantses of the world.
I'm going to Target today. Do you need anything?
Yes.
I love that. I'm never going to look at Target the same.
So there's always a list of needs out there, but Deb keeps you alerted to, right now we're dangerously low on toilet paper and paper towels. So she put that, we'll be putting that out tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday.
Yeah, I know. Just to be, the time is a flat circle. It doesn't matter anymore.
It's event week. We're moving by. Leaps and bounds.
I'm so glad that came up. There's a lot of pages that we recommend, but I maybe know more than we recommend the Family Center's Facebook pages and social media accounts. Not only because it's a great way to keep up on things over there, it's a great way to show your support to this cause and to what they're doing at the Family Center. But man, the feel good that can happen on your timeline from having the Family Center in there. We've all got people on our social media that we got our friends and family we love. And then there's those people that we have on there that I didn't know I still had them there or whatever. Maybe sometimes they post some knucklehead things or whatever. It is nice to have the Family Center show up in your timeline, that nice moment, that feel good stuff, along with keeping up to date on all the cool and good things that they got going on over there or particular needs that you might have. Everybody knows what it's like to be to run out of toilet paper or to run out of Kleenex or something like that. It's a whole different thing when you're not even in your own home and you're already dealing with that, let alone those other things can have happen. Help us help the Family Center's clients by getting these products. When you're at the store and you pick up the paper towels, if you can grab an extra roll and drop it off, you have there's no words for how much that can help and help impact the Family Center and the clients that we have there.
I would agree with you. And sharing those messages, also extremely helpful. Maybe you're not able this month to help in a monetary way, just sharing the message of what we might need and that we're out there for victims is a fantastic help to us.
The wish list is another great idea from the Family Center. It's one of those things where sometimes you're on these websites, you're doing most of your shopping on websites maybe, and you're on there and you're like, well, yeah, they mentioned that they have a wish list. I should check that out. Oh, I can swing this. I could do something mm-hmm. like this. And there you go, boom, boom, and you're able to help out the family center by doing something that you were already doing. It's a pretty neat thing to be able to do as well.
I agree, and to have it delivered directly, that saves folks a step, which I know, shameless shout out to my mom as well, Linda, who is often checking out that Amazon list or the Target list and having things delivered straight to us, which for her, having some mobility issues, that is very helpful to her to be able to do good and not have to haul the goods there.
Yeah. If people want to find those wish lists, can you just Google, throw it into your search engine or go to the website, the Amazon website or so on, et cetera, and type that in Family Center, Wisconsin Rapids Family Center?
You easily can find it by searching in the wish list section of both of those sites. But if you want to make your life even easier, our good friend Deb put a link to both of them right on our page.
Yeah.
So that's always a good way to go.
We'll be sure to give this a number of times before we wrap up, but familyctr.org is the website, familyctr.org. Be sure to bookmark that page. We are speaking with Amy Scheid from the Family Center, and we're touching on the Touch a Truck event and some other things as well. And one of the ones I wanted to make sure we had some time for, Amy, was the National Night Out.
Mm-hmm.
That is coming up. It's right around the corner, I believe.
August 1st.
Yeah. For those that don't know what this night is, can we get into that first, if you don't mind?
Certainly. I would encourage you to Google that as well.
Yes.
And see the other organizations that are going to be out there.
So this night is a community building campaign that promotes police community partnerships along with organizations like the Family Center and bringing people together for a night of really just kind of conversation and getting to know each other, along with showing and bringing some attention to this cause and to other things that are important in our community that don't always get talked about. I don't think people in general ever set out to not, take care of these issues or take care of certain topics, but we at a different time, we did things differently. And I'm not in a place, and I don't think any of us are in a place to judge this stuff. It's more about this was the way it was, and we learned from it, and now we're doing it differently.
Mm-hmm.
I think for a long time, people didn't want to upset people or didn't want to bring up something that they were afraid would ruffle feathers, the term that we would use and such. And that comes from a good place, but it leads us to where we are now, where we were a couple years back, where these things got talked about in hushed voices or there wasn't a lot of attention brought to them. So events like Touch a Truck or the National Night Out are invented to kind of bring us back to this conversation, raise our voices in this conversation and say, this is what we need to bring attention to. This is important, whether it is domestic violence or it is building better relationships with our police officers and our firefighters and our EMTs and things like this. So a night like this, is vital to our community. It really is.
I agree, and I think it's a great opportunity for you and your family to come down and get to know the people in your community that are providing vital services and do so in a way that is not intimidating and gives exposure particularly to our young people on what great work is being done here. Crossview Church is the parking lot where the event is being held. And I believe Deb is going to be down there so you can meet the legend.
Yes.
The legend that is Deb.
And we will talk more about it as we get closer to it next week and everything. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking about this as we will Touch a Truck throughout the rest of this week and everything. But do encourage people to find out more. You can find out more about the National Night Out at natw.org. That's natw.org. Bookmark that page too, because this happens annually, culminates every first Tuesday in August. So this event we'll be doing year in and year out, and we look forward to you being a part of it, and a big thank you to everybody that is going to be at that event. Speaking of events, before we get into Touch a Truck, and because this does play into Touch a Truck, we know our community loves supporting the Family Center. We know that they want to do what they can for it, but I talk to community members all the time about this. you know, I know that they could use some funds over there. I know they could use some of this, but I just don't have it. But I'd love to be able to help. What are other ways that we can help out our family center? Say you've got a couple hours to kill, and maybe you can come over and do the lawn or something like that. Or these things that we can help out at the family center with?
Absolutely. We have a volunteer page on the on our website, and you can find out some of the great opportunities that we have. We have a tremendous group of volunteers, and I have to say, they really have a good time.
Yeah, they do.
We laugh, we have fun, we know, we have that great feeling of knowing that you're doing the right thing, that you're in the right place at the right time to help out, and we need more volunteers. Mm-hmm. We're seeing a decrease in the number of volunteers nationally in organizations such as ours. So if this is something that interests you, please reach out and let us know. You know, no amount of time is too little. Mm-hmm. We could always use you, even if it's a few times a year. If you like a particular activity that we do, like Touch a Truck, we'd certainly love to have you on our event volunteer list. Mm-hmm. We have some activities around the office that need to be done, such as help in donations, help with some clerical things, if you have an interest in that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. There's just many, many opportunities to be a part of this great team.
Are we still looking for volunteers for Touch a Truck?
We will never turn down a volunteer for Touch a Truck. There's lots to be done. Mm-hmm. And anything from about 9:30 when we're going to start parking those cool vehicles,
yeah.
And then eventually the participant vehicles or the attendee vehicles, through food service, playing games, helping with mm-hmm. the raffle. We have face painters coming who maybe would like a break for a minute, all kinds of stuff.
You know, Amy, you're describing about the volunteering there, and you did two very important things I think I really appreciate. One, you brought up fun. I don't do that nearly enough. I'm too serious. I'm too serious of a person. But it is a fun time to volunteer at the Family Center. We understand, and trust me, the gang there knows this better than even I do, the heavy topic and the seriousness of this subject matter at the Family Center. But that doesn't mean that it's that way there 24/7. Yeah, there's serious topics. There's serious moments. But when you're volunteering, when you're helping out there, even if you're just stopping by for an hour or two to help out with something around there, you're going to hear laughter. You're going to see smiles. You're going to be in a very positive atmosphere. There are times that I've been in a bad mood. I'm having a rough day. I stop by there to sign something or whatever. I leave, I'm smiling.
Absolutely.
And I'll be driving home or something like that thinking, why am I smiling? I just, you know, and it dawns on me. It's like, because that's the vibe there. That's the energy at the Family Center. And you get that whether you're at the Elks Lodge with the Touch a Truck event or you're anywhere else with involved with the Family Center. It is fun. It is impactful. It feels good. And that can be very fun and rewarding.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly that the act of volunteering itself is a great way to change your mood, mm-hmm. to know that you're helping out, that just makes you feel better about your time on this planet. But yes. In addition to that, being a part of this team is just so incredibly rewarding. This is the moment where change is being made, and there's no contribution that's too small.
And everybody over there at the Family Center is integral and so much fun to work with. Got nothing but aces over there as far as every staff member. And you're going to enjoy working with them and volunteering with them. We wanted to make sure to mention the sponsors of the Touch a Truck event. A big shout out and thank you to all of them. Do you want to go ahead and list those off, Amy?
Absolutely. First of all, the Grand Rapids Lions for hosting us.
Yeah.
Every year, they've been just fantastic to work with. Sparhawk Trucking is our primary sponsor this year, and again, they were last year as well. Not only do they sponsor, but they attend. Mm-hmm. They've purchased three amazing bikes that'll be raffled off that day. So they are just our partners and our friends.
Big shout out to Sparhawk.
Amen.
And not just with this event, but you see them all over town promoting and sponsoring events, putting back into this community, similar to our other sponsor you're going to mention there.
Yep. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Nakusa has been with us the last 2 years, and we're just so thankful to them. Rapid Sheet Metal.
Yeah.
They're a fantastic organization as well as supporter of the Family Center, and we appreciate them no end.
Yeah.
Greenway RV.
Oh, yeah.
Delta Dental. Mm-hmm. Liam's Park and Lee Chipman, always a big supporter. And Nakusa Papers.
Yeah.
We're just so grateful to all of them. And then in addition to that, when you get to the event, you'll see we have in the games area a list of our prize sponsors who came forth and bought the prizes for the kids area, and those that enabled Ryan to do the great work he's going to do in food service by helping to sponsor the cost of the ingredients for that great food that's going to be served.
We always encourage you to buy local, support local, and when you see these businesses supporting events like this, you know, support them. They support us, support them. It's community helping community here, and we greatly appreciate every one of them. I love all those businesses and all the people of all of them. Appreciate every one of them and appreciate the time from you as always, Amy. I got to get one of those shirts, by the way. I got to get one of those. Amy, thank you so much. Again, Touch a Truck happening this Saturday, 11 to 3 over at the Grand Rapids Lions Club. This is a free event. Come on down, bring the family. We will meet you there. Amy, I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the time.
Thank you, James. Appreciate it.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.